Hello, this is Pete. How can I help you?
Hi, Pete. It's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding your account. We're still having trouble processing the payment, and the account will cancel today. So I wanted to see if you wanted to keep your website, spaservicespeoriaaz.com.
Which one is?
Your website, spaservicespeoriaaz.com, that will cancel today. So you can get your past due amount up to speed and keep the whole program with the Google and the Bing and all of the placement, or you can cancel the program and just keep the website, and that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site.
That's exactly what I did 2 years ago, and they charged me $49 for a couple months, and then they start charging me $129 again.
And oh.
I've been having a lot of problems with you guys. I don't get no jobs at all from you guys. It's just, I'm just paying you guys the money for nothing, just to have me up there, just so I can be up there. But I don't get no jobs. I don't get nothing from the website that I have from you guys.
So I'm on your dashboard, Pedro, and just to let you know, in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 4,724 times, and you've had 295 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So what I'm thinking is you're getting a lot of solid work out of this, and perhaps you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No, actually, the girl that she was working with me, she's not working with me anymore. She was the one that she was taking care of the office. And I don't have no idea, because she's the one that she set up everything from you guys.
I see. Yeah, no, I can send you the login to the dashboard so that you can see this, because if this account were to cancel, it's absolutely going to dramatically affect your business. But I do want to tell you something also, and the girl that was running it should have told you this, that on your Google listing, you only have one review, and it's a bad one. It's a one-star rating from 2021. Someone wrote, "Stay away. Pete, the owner, is no good. I've struggled dealing with him for years and hung in there in retrospect and shouldn't have. The straw that broke the camel's back was he made an appointment with me and was a no-show." So anyhow, you can go on your Google listing and you can read this. I'll send you a link to it. And I think that that's affecting your results because, you know, if you have only one review and it's a bad one, then chances are you're coming up on the first page, but people are going to call a different company, right? So I can send you a little email that will help you with that. It will say learn how to get more reviews, and it will help you get some more five-star ratings on Google. And the idea behind that is to push down that one-star review so that it's not even relevant, and when people see your business on the first page, all they see is the good reviews.
So you're not going to believe the person that you're talking about?
Yes.
This person, the warranty on the pump motor was gone.
It was over.
And he wanted to go and remove the motor and install a new one. And I told him, there is no way that I can do that. You have to pay again for another motor.
Of course.
And I had an appointment with that person. But
yes.
The reason that I didn't show up is because he was screaming on me, saying, "You're going to fucking come and you're going to, I'm going to tear you up. But watch what I'm going to do to you."
Wow.
And that's exactly what he did. They get somebody to talk shit without having no proofs. You know,
right.
I'm supposed to show proofs. I got this pump motor 2 years ago. It was a 1 year warranty, and this guy, he didn't want to replace it for free. Can I talk shit about him? So anybody can talk shit about anybody. Just, you know, and he told me, if you don't come and take this pump out and bring me a new one, I will do something that is going to affect you really bad. So who can I tell So they can.
So that girl that was running it for you should have told you that you can go into Google and you can respond to it. You could even have us to submit to Google for them to remove it. Now, Google doesn't always remove it. You know, sometimes they'll say, you know, this looks like it's valid, so it's going to stay there. But let's say that you get a bunch of new five-star ratings. Nobody's going to read through all of your reviews and go back to that guy back from 2021 and read it. You know what I mean? So that's why I say this review generator email will help you, because it will help you get some fresh five-star ratings. There's another bad review on your Yelp. I mean, of course, he copied and pasted and put what he wrote back in 2021 on your Yelp. But Kathy J. on July 9, 2022 wrote, use them and ended up take them to the board of contractor. I won the case against them, was cussed out by his son for the crappy job they had done. Stay away from them. So I don't know if maybe that was just another name that that same guy went in and wrote another bad review, but you have two of them on the Yelp, and there's only one bad review on the Google. So, good news is you have a five-star rating on your Yelp, too, from Victor, and you might want to forward him the review generator email that I send you, because I'm pretty sure that if he gave you five stars on Yelp, he would have no problem going in giving you five stars on Google, too.
Yeah. Well, let me talk to my son, because my son now, he's in charge on the office. And like I said, it's not doing me any good. And I knew about that person that, you know, he talked shit about the company, which he wanted, like, to get it for free. Nobody worked for free, especially if you have to spend $300-$400 out of your pocket and working for free. I don't think somebody can do something like that. So. But what I don't understand is how can somebody talk shit about a company and nobody get proof to find out if it's true what he's saying. You know, anybody can destroy your company just because you didn't want to work for free. Just because you didn't want to do something for free.
Well, that happens in every business. You know, we're in Southern California, so I live right down the street from Disneyland, and I've had annual passes for 5 years, and I've never had a problem. But there's people that go on to Disneyland, and they give them a one-star review, and they say, we hate Disneyland because they're too expensive, or we hate Disneyland because their movie about this or that was, you know, not what I believe in. And so there are people that have never even been to Disneyland that go on there and write a one-star rating about Disneyland, right? So that happens to every business. So the best thing you could do is to minimize how that's affecting your business. But I will tell you that you're getting such solid results out of this that, I mean, if this were to cancel, which it's going to do as soon as we hang up, if you don't get the payment up to speed, it's going to deactivate everything, and it will affect your business. And you have even received,
well,
even though your account's been in suspension for 8 weeks, you've even gotten leads off the dashboard while it's been in suspension. The most recent one was just last week. There was a guy that went onto your website, and he put, his name is Mark Casper. He lives on 3838 Red Sky Circle in Mesa. He put, we would like someone to come out and help with our spa. Seems to have a leak and some of the controls need attention. Hoping to have someone take a look at it next week if possible and determine the repairs needed. We were referred by Sedona Spas, who originally installed the spa. Thanks, Mark Casper. So he's, you know, wanting someone to come out this week, and you've probably not even gotten that because the account's been in suspension. Prior to that, Lee on 10003 West Via Montoya Drive in Peoria, we need a complete retrofit of, I don't know how they say, a Terra Spa model CTS-835. The company that is no longer in business, would you please send me an updated quote to complete this service? Another one, Patrick Gileo, on 17432 North 36th Lane, spa has another leak. He's wanting you to come out. So most people, when they see you on the first page, Pete, they're going to go to your site or call you directly for immediate contact, right? But there are some rare occurrences where they can't contact you right that moment because perhaps they're at work or they're with family, and they fill out this form on your site for contact, and you get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. So that's where I'm getting these leads. It's all stored on the dashboard. And trust me, you know, you have a loyalty pricing with us where you only pay $4.30 a day to keep this going. So if it were me, I would absolutely keep it going. But if not, you know, you can talk to your son. The account will cancel. Everything will deactivate. And then you could call us back down the road. But the current pricing for the program is $299 monthly. We don't have the $129 pricing available anymore.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's yeah, of money. But for $4.30 a day, look at it like this. It's 2024. At bare minimum, you need a website, right? And we already have your site up, spaservicespeoriaaz.com. And that site is attached to everything. It's attached to Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, Manta, Merchant Circle. There's actually 45 different destinations that that site is attached to. So, you know, bare minimum, you know, you can cancel the program and just keep the site, and that's $49 monthly. That way you can go on the dashboard. You can take advantage of the leads that are on there. Try to get back with this guy, Mark, that wants, you know, someone to come this week, and then hopefully you get that job out of it, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that I want to keep it, the website. And,
okay.
And I'm going to think about the other, because it's been really, really slow. And I don't,
got it.
I don't have the money to pay, but I'm more than happy to pay the $49.
Yes.
And then we go from there. And,
I think that's the smartest thing you can do, because that way, you know, you keep your site and you can still go on the dashboard and look at results. And, you know, you could always call me back and reinstate the rest of the program later, you know. So let me just make some adjustments to your pricing. So I'm going to change it to $49 monthly moving forward, and that's for the hosting. And then is it a different card that you'd like to put it on, Pete? Because
yeah.
The one that we have is no good. Okay, so give me 1 second here because I have to adjust it in two places so that it won't do another $129 invoice. Okay, we're good to go. So go ahead with the new card number whenever you're ready.
Yeah, okay. It's 4312-3160-1373-1661.
Mm-hmm. Okay, expiration?
0229.
And the code?
797.
Now, for this card, is it still the North 73rd Drive for the billing address?
Yes, yes.
Okay, excellent. So I will get your authorization for the 49, and then you will be good to go. And then I'm going to still send you that email for the helping you with that one-star review. So I will send you a review generator email, and it will help you get some new five-star ratings on your Google listing. And then let me just check, because you said that girl was handling it before. I want to make sure that we have the correct email on file. If not, I'll send everything to the correct email. So one moment, please. And I'm just trying to make sure that the invoice sets properly. Oh, good. It did. Okay, excellent. So you're good to go there.
Okay, what email do you have?
Going into settings to check. Give me 1 second. Oh, we have Pete at AlcondaSpa.com. Is that a good one,
okay,
or do you want me to use
yes.
a different
one? No, that's the one, yes.
That's the one. Okay, so I'll send you that review generator email and then also the login to the dashboard. So please log in today if you can, or even have your son log in, because there is that fresh lead on the dashboard, and maybe you can still get that job. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, okay.
I call my son.
Yeah, please do. Oh, a question. The password is blank on your login. That means at some point someone reset it. So do you want me to put a temporary password on there just in case it was that girl? Because you won't be able to get in if you don't know the password. But I can reset that for you if you like.
Yeah, how the password has to be, like numbers or letters or...
I just reset it, and in the email that I'm sending you, it will show you the login and the username and your temporary password. Once you log in, you can change it to whatever you want. You can do numbers, you could do characters, you could do uppercase, lowercase, whatever you want. But this temporary password that I just generated, it's just to allow you in so that you don't have trouble when you go in and try to get that lead. You'll use the, it's all lowercase, all one word, Big Bing. But you'll see that in the email that I just sent you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and if you have any other questions, just call me. And in the meantime, have a nice rest of your week, too. Okay, Pete?
You too.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.